Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And we're going to go open phones this hour at that aforementioned number. So whatever it is that you'd like to talk about, you can talk about it there. 1-800-449-8686. Got a couple people holding on who want to talk about Elian Gonzalez. Although there ain't much more to talk about with that. Once the rescue went down, as it did on Saturday, everything is good. Everything is fine. I don't know what else you want to talk about it. But there is a boycott by Cuban Americans, a work stoppage of some sort. And, Mike, I need to get those names. Can you get those? Yeah. Of the players, the Florida Marlin players that are going to be boycotting tonight's game, which is probably well underway, against the San Francisco Giants. You getting them now? 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Los Angeles on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Phil, how you doing?
Good.
Listen, I wanted to call about the work stoppage that you were talking about because the Florida Marlins are one game out of first place. I don't know if you know that or not. And tonight is a pivotal game. They're playing against the San Francisco Giants.
So how far out are the Giants?
Well, no, it's not. The Giants are like 4.5 out. They're in the Western Division. But the Marlins are like a half game out of first place. If they can win and if the Braves and the Mets can lose, then they're going to be, they're going to be in first place. And the players you're talking about, one of them is Alex Fernandez. Mike Lowell is another one. And there's four coaches that I don't know their name. But
there's four coaches, Alex Fernandez and Mike Lowell. Is Mike Lowell Cuban-American?
I don't know. I think he is Cuban-American, but I'm not sure. But the point that I want to make is I think that with the Florida Marlins as close as they are to being in first place, I think they're doing a bad thing because, the Florida Marlins are one half game out of first place, and this is a situation where the Florida Marlins, it's almost like throwing a game, to benefit the opposition. Because,
well, they're making a political statement. I mean, it's not unlike, remember Tommy, who was it, John Carlos and Tommy Smith at the, was it John Carlos and Tommy Smith, I think, at the Olympics?
No, I don't know who they are.
Well, what those guys did is, this is 68 Olympics, so I guess I'm, bringing up yet one more thing that half of the people don't know what the hell it is I'm talking about. They were two black athletes who raised black gloved fists at the Olympics after they won the gold and silver to protest race relations in America.
Well, but they had won the race, right?
They had run the race, yes.
Okay, that's different. I mean, I'm talking about these players of the Florida Marlins who don't have the guts to go out and support their team.
So I take it you don't support this boycott?
Frankly, I don't care what the Cuban Americans do. I mean, I don't think it makes any difference, but the Marlins could clinch a tie for the lead, and instead the Florida Marlin players are going to sit out. If I were the Miami-Dade PD, I think there has to be something that they would do.
Are you a baseball fan?
I love baseball, yes. I follow baseball. Basically, my favorite team is the LA Dodgers. I follow them, but I follow all of baseball, especially the National League, And for the Florida Marlins not to participate in the baseball game tonight, to me, is like stabbing the other players in the back, number one.
But these are Cuban-Americans or Cuban players playing in America or just American players who are protesting this action, as is their political right.
No, they don't have the right, I don't think, to sit out. I mean, because their team needs them,
And I guess you're right. I guess the manager could order them to play, but In every society, there's such a thing as civil disobedience, where you are, although I don't even think it's civil disobedience, these guys just don't want to play.
No, I don't know about civil obedience, or I don't know what you're talking about, I'm saying
civil disobedience.
I don't know what that is. I'm saying that the Miami-Dade Police Department, because I do support law enforcement, I think the Miami-Dade Police Department needs to take some matters into their own hands, because first of all, there are laws against throwing the game. You cannot throw a baseball game. You cannot throw a football game. You cannot shave points, okay? That's number one. Number two, there are laws against putting on a baseball an exhibition that is not a real exhibition of baseball when the players are not playing, okay? So number three, I think it's defrauding the public out of their money to go see a baseball game when these players are not going to play in the game for some bogus reason like this kid, that the law enforcement was only doing their job.
Well, what is Miami-Dade going to do? I mean, that's a police department. What we're talking about here with what's your name?
My name is Dave.
Okay, Dave. What we're talking with Dave about is there's five Cuban or Cuban-American or American players on the Florida Marlins who are boycotting the game tonight in protest over the police action that led to the rescue or the retrieval or the extraction, whatever the hell word you want to use, of Elian Gonzalez. Some of these Florida Marlin players will not be playing. Big game tonight. The Marlins are a half game out of first place.
That's right, and if they win the game tonight, they could clinch a lead for the first for first place.
Okay, well, let me just get out. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry.
Well, I want to answer your question, okay?
Go ahead.
The PD can force them to play so that they do not break the law by throwing the game.
And if they are not playing, they're purposely trying to throw a game?
I believe that that's the effect, yeah. And the only way for Miami PD, the best thing to do is to go in and pepper spray the players and make them play. They have to be pepper sprayed and made to play. And
all right, you want the Miami-Dade PD to go in and pepper spray the Florida Marlins to make them play. Now, what about the other Cuban-Americans that are boycotting?
I don't know about the other Cuban American workforce. You know, I mean, I think it probably has an infinitesimal effect. You know, on
I'm talking about all the Cuban Americans who are boycotting work today in protest. You don't think that?
No, I don't think that has much of an effect.
Why?
I'm sorry.
Why don't you think the Cuban Americans that are boycotting are going to have an effect?
Well, I mean, if you look at Cubans that is working and you look at Cubans that are not working, both of them are being propped up by a mop. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what...
What I'm saying is if you look at a Cuban that works and a Cuban that doesn't work, they're both leaning against the wall. I mean, it doesn't make any difference.
And so you're telling me the Cuban Americans and that work and Cuban Americans that don't work are engaged in the same thing? They're propped up by a mop? I mean, and so you're saying the only...
What I'm saying, Cuban Americans are on strike. You know, like I'm supposed to feel like I'm in trouble, okay? Cuban American workforce is on strike. That's like when you say Cuban American workforce, a long time ago, Mr. Hendry, there was something called the George Carlin Show, okay?
The George Carlin Show, right.
Okay, and he said something about jumbo shrimp, you know, mutually exclusive terms, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Cuban American workforce... jumbo shrimp, you know, it's the same thing, right? And if they go on strike, it's like I'm going to go, oh, my God. You know, I'm not going to say, oh, my God, the Sierra Leone Americans are on strike. It's the same thing, you know. Nobody, a Cuban, you know, working and a Cuban not working is no difference. And so,
well, I don't know. And the fact that these guys, the Cuban Americans that are playing for the Florida Marlins are not playing baseball tonight is a political statement, okay? Here is Sun Valley on the Phil Hendry Show. Yes, ma'am. Hello.
Comment regarding your previous caller.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I just wanted to say that these two players and these coaches, and I am a very big baseball fan, are making a political statement. And obviously this person does not understand that there is a difference between, for example, Dennis Rodman deciding to
Your car phone's breaking up. Go ahead.
Okay. There's a difference between
Rodman
not showing up for a game and these people deciding that
Wait a minute. The Marlins are only a half game out of first place. If these guys don't play, then they might lose the game and they're not going to be in first place, okay? And why? Just because
you know
they want to make...
It's early in the season, number one. Number two... Now, we're talking about a life, and we're not talking about, and you're talking about a game more important than
no, ma'am, I'm going to put you on hold because your car phone is boinging in and out.
Okay.
I don't know where you are, but hold the line here. We're talking with Dave and other callers about the Cuban American work stoppage, the Florida Marlin players. There's about four of them, I guess, and some coaches who are not going to play in a game tonight against the San Francisco Giants. And the feeling is that they shouldn't be doing that because they're a half game out of first, right?
Yeah, because you know, it means that they're not going to clinch the pennant, you know.
And even if it's for a reason for, you know, protesting the unfair action of a government?
No, like I'm saying, you know, that I don't know about that. All I'm saying is that they are going to be, you know, they're going to be sorry, man, if they don't win the pennant.
And you're saying that the other Cuban Americans that are on strike, what difference does it make?
Well, yeah, I mean, like I said, you know.
Yeah, a Cuban that works and a Cuban that doesn't work, so they're both being propped up by a broom.
Cubans are going to use it as an excuse to get out of work, is all I'm saying. They're always looking for an excuse, and now they're going to look for an excuse to get out of work? Come on, man. Those Chi-Town guys got in a lot of trouble for throwing games. And
what are you talking about, the Black Sox?
That's right. And the same thing can happen to the Cuban, the Florida Cubans, okay? If they throw games, man, they will be thrown out of baseball forever, man, because they did the same thing to that one dude, Joe, the guy that didn't wear no shoes.
Shoeless Joe Jack. Okay, hold on for a minute. This guy's talking about all kinds of stuff. Anyway, Cubans on strike, Cuban Americans on strike, and the Florida Marlins not playing baseball, all because of the Elian Gonzalez rescue on Saturday. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking about Elian Gonzalez and the Cuban-American work strike, the work stoppage today. Dave.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you, and I detect an accent. Are you Cuban-American?
No, I'm not Cuban-American. I'm Mexican-American. I live in Southern California.
Okay, so you're not a Cuban-American. So you, when you say that you can't tell the difference between a working Cuban and a non-working Cuban, they're both propping up brooms. That sounds like anger.
No, sir, it's not anger.
Well, it sounds very insulting.
No, sir, I don't mean to be insulting. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, the one work stoppage that I noticed of the Cuban Americans is the baseball players, the Florida Marlins.
Okay, the Florida Marlin players are not playing, and that's the only one that you think is going to have any impact?
Yeah, I mean, like saying that you Cuban Americans are not going to work is like saying, you know, hey, the Mongolian Americans are not working, you know? I mean, how many people is that? You know, like a couple of hundred, maybe? They're not going to stop nothing, man. I mean, the only thing they could stop is, like, there might be a slowdown in, Cuban food restaurants or something like that. I don't know, you know, or bongo music or something. But
I don't know bongo music.
Well, whatever that drum is that they play, man. I mean, there's a weed shortage or something. I don't know. But other than that, what are you talking about?
I'm trying to find out what you're talking about, and you're talking about the Florida Marlin baseball players not playing, and other than that, you won't notice any work slowdown. Miami on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Hello.
Yes, hi. I was hearing him talk, and I've heard a lot of people on Fox talk, and these people that are talking, I don't even know what they're even talking about. They have nothing to talk about. Let me tell you something.
I'm talking about the Florida Marlins, man. I want to see them play baseball, you know?
Okay, listen. I never miss work. I'm always working, and I don't even care. They're going to pay me today, and I work for Bank of America, which is a big bank, and a lot of people miss work today. And we didn't go to work because we think we have to protest.
You didn't go to work for Bank of America?
What happened here?
That's all computers anyway, man.
Listen to me.
That's all computers anyway, man.
The Marlins did right. Whoever didn't want to play or the coaches and not playing. You know why Mexican and other people don't care? Because it happened to a Gonzalez.
What do you mean? What are you talking about? It happened to a Gonzalez.
If this would have happened to somebody like one of somebody else, people would have protested in the street. What happened?
Well, like people are not protesting in the streets like now. Everybody's in the street right now. What are you talking about, man?
Right, and we're not going to stop.
Yeah.
Because what happened here.
The only thing is you said that you work for Bank of America, okay?
And I'm going to take big signs.
Hey, how come you Cuban women will never shut up, you know?
That little boy was his father, but not in that way.
Hey, you know something, man? How come these Cuban bitches never shut up? You know, every time I.
Whoa, okay?
No, we're not bitches.
Every time I want to talk to these Cuban chick, man, I want to chat up some Cuban chick, man. She never shut her mouth, you know?
It's very ugly what's going on in Miami.
God damn, man.
Well, wait a minute. What did you say about B of A?
I said that B of A is computers anyway. She could take the rest of her life off, man. They wouldn't notice it, okay? It's all computers, man.
We'll
what are you
in
talking
a few
about?
Days if they notice or not.
They're not going to notice, man. It's all computers, man.
Okay, and a lot of tourists
the only reason
go
why
to
you
downtown and buy today because the stores were closed.
Which you
and
don't
that's
understand.
What we want.
Nobody cares you didn't
we
go
wanna,
to work,
yes,
man.
Yes, they will.
No,
they will
care,
care.
Man.
We're going to be heard.
It's all computers,
because
man.
Because today it happened to a Gonzalez, but it's not going to happen to nobody else. And
Gonzalez,
we are going to be heard.
That's a Mexican name anyway.
Okay?
Okay.
That's not a Mexican. They're Cuban. Okay?
What?
And inform yourself in Fox News and American channels. They're giving the news.
They give the news?
Yes,
like there's no other news station?
The people that are against this are not
informed. What are you talking about?
We do support that little boy being with his father, but not in the manner that they did it.
Oh, yeah, like going with the law on it, you know?
Okay,
like
I love the Marlins game. I like to see it.
I know, but
and
they're not going to play, man.
I support the ones that didn't play today because
you like
this
the Marlins
had to
game?
Happen.
The Marlins are not going to win the pennant because of this chicken, Alex Fernandez. That guy's chicken, man. And they should pepper spray him and
not.
Make him play.
He's a man.
They should pepper spray
here, I think, was other people.
I think they should pepper spray the Marlins and force them to play.
Do you think that a communist should be in a naval base here, in a base where he is protecting him?
Yeah, I think he should, okay?
Well,
what do you think of that, man?
I know
what I'm talking about. Communists are okay. There's nothing bad about them.
Well,
now, wait a minute.
Cuba.
You're talking about Cubans,
Cuba,
okay?
Communism, that's way better.
Don't stay here watching the Marlins.
I'd rather live in Cuba than live in Miami with the Marlins losing. I'd rather be in Cuba to look at some real baseball than Florida Marlin baseball.
Oh, man.
I'm glad they're hearing this on radio.
All right, yeah. Ma'am, thank you very much for your call.
Have a nice.
It's like minor league stuff, man.
No, with the Marlins, without those players, I would rather see the Havana White Sox or whatever the hell they're called.
Here's Colombiana on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Has this guy lost his mind? We're talking about a lousy baseball game here compared to a little kid's life.
What are you talking about, man? You got nothing to say. What are you talking about? It's a little kid's life.
This is absolutely ludicrous. You want to pepper spray the Florida Marlins to force them to play a lousy baseball game. Why don't you
Why don't
you just take Elian Gonzalez and strap him down to an inner tube and throw him back out in the ocean while
because,
you're at it?
First of all, the Florida Marlins are paid a lot of money to play baseball. They are not paid to sit on their butts and do nothing. Okay, that's number one. Number two,
so you're saying
they're paid a lot of
you're
money.
You're saying that the replacements for these guys cannot possibly win this game.
No.
If these guys were injured, these guys would be taking their place.
You have to put the best players you can on the field, okay? And these guys are laying down, and they're letting their teammates down. And they should be pepper sprayed. They should be pepper sprayed.
You are so full of crap.
What do you mean pepper sprayed? What do you mean pepper sprayed?
To force them to play. The Miami police, the Dade County Sheriff's Department, and the INS should pepper spray
these guys. He wants another police action. Why don't we just why don't we just suspend the Constitution and declare martial law and we'll just have one gigantic police
action?
That
kid was kidnapped, man. They had to take the kid, you know?
He was kidnapped. He was turned over to those people by the INS.
That's right.
Janet Reno.
That's the government of the United States.
He was turned over to them.
That's the government of the United States, you turd. Don't you understand?
Whoa. Watch the language, okay?
Don't call me names.
I would trade Elian Gonzalez for a good ball game tonight.
Elian Gonzalez for a good ball game. You trade him for a fishing worm. That's how little human life means to you.
No, just his life.
What?
Other human life means a lot to me. But him?
Oh, it obviously doesn't.
Yes, it does.
How? Prove it.
I would trade me for a Florida Marlins game.
No, you would.
No, but I would trade Elian Gonzalez. I would trade you for a Florida Marlins game, man.
I want to know something, Slick. What have you been smoking?
Hey, man, you don't understand.
This is absolutely ridiculous.
No, you don't understand
In
1919, the Chicago Black Sox threw the World Series, and those players were thrown out of baseball forever. Now, the Florida Marlins are not playing. That's against the law. Because of this little snot, I'm going
to
lose big money on tonight's game. I had a big bet down for this game, okay? And now this little snot is. I hate him so much. Why should I be ashamed of myself if the Miami Police Department.
Because you're putting a baseball game above a human life.
No, all I'm saying is they should go in and pepper spray the manager of the Florida Marlins to make him make those players play.
Why don't we just suspend the Constitution, Bill Clinton can declare martial law, and we'll have one gigantic police action all across the country.
I think that we should.
Do whatever they want.
I think the time has come. I think we need that. Because a guy like you, you're out of control, man. What are you smoking?
I'm going to tell you something, Slick.
What are you smoking?
I was a U.S. Marine. I served my country honorably, and it disgusts me here in the last couple of days.
Where did you serve in the Marine Corps?
What?
Where did you serve in the Marine Corps?
I served in several places. I served at Parris Island. I served at Millington.
Oh, that's pussy, man.
I served at NAS
Memphis.
That's
pussy. That's pussy.
What?
That's pussy.
You're the pussy. I served.
Phil Andrews Show at 1-800-449-8686. This hour, Open Phones has taken us to the subject of Elian Gonzalez yet again, and actually the Cuban-American work stoppage boycott, which is going on in Miami and perhaps across the country. One of our callers, Dave, is on the line with us from where you're in East Los Angeles, Dave?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, and he's talking to us about his feeling that the Florida Marlins not playing in tonight's game against the San Francisco Giants is more egregious an act because these guys are under contract and there is a law against throwing baseball games, right?
Yes, sir. And I think that if you if you look at it, a lot of baseball players have been thrown out of the game. And
okay, now before you get going, but you say that all the other Cuban Americans stopping work has no effect.
I mean, I don't think. I mean, one Mexican is going to have to work one extra hour to make up for all the work missed by all the Cubans.
One Mexican has to work one extra hour.
That's right. To make up for all the work missed by all these Cubans, in my opinion.
All right, here is Long Beach on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know what? What is the ignorance in Dave as far as thinking that he can pepper spray people to make them play? You know what? They're not causing a riot out there.
No, I know that, but they're a violation of their contract with the Major League Baseball Association of America. Okay.
Yeah, you know what? And I understand that, right? I understand what you're saying as far as.
Okay.
Yeah, they should go out there and play because they're getting paid, right?
That's right, man. They get more.
They're getting paid, right?
They get more money, man, than you're ever gonna than I'm ever gonna make in my whole life.
Well,
okay?
Then I'm ever gonna make too, but I'm not gonna be ignorant and say go out there and pepper spray them.
Well, you have to go into the dugout area where the players are to pepper spray them to get them to go out there.
And what is that gonna solve, pepper spraying?
If you pepper spray the Florida Marlins, they'll go out and play on the field.
Nah, they're not going to go out there and play. You're causing riot. How are they going to play if they got pepper spray in their eyes?
Let me ask you a question here, Dave. You're talking about a police action against the Florida Marlin players who are boycotting?
Yes, sir.
So the Miami-Dade police go into the dugout and pepper spray the guys that aren't playing?
Yeah, because that's what the INS did when they went in to get that little boy, okay, that Gonzalez kid. They pepper sprayed the crowd, man.
Oh, so now the players will be able to play with pepper spray in their eye, right?
It only takes like 5 minutes.
And you're talking about a pennant, right? They're not even near the pennant, bro. The season just started.
Well, I know, but, well, okay, if you don't want to use pepper spray, they can use those flash grenades or something, but they've got to get the players to get out there.
So violence is going to solve the answer.
Well, a lot of times, man, I mean, I'm not saying that violence is the answer, okay, but a lot of times they have batons, they have flashbang grenades, they have those concussion grenades. If they rolled one of those into the locker room or something...
And that's going to solve them going out there to play.
Yeah, man, I
don't think so, man.
Well, wait a second, man. If
somebody's forcing you to do something that you don't want to do, right, is that not going to strengthen you to not go out there and do whatever it is? Or is it going to say, oh, well, you know, I've been pepper sprayed, so I'm going to go ahead and go out there and do whatever you want me to do?
Well, I mean, if you're breaking the law and the cop puts the handcuffs on you and says you got to go to jail, what are you going to do? You have to, I mean, you can't keep breaking no law, you know? You got to do what they say. I'm just saying, like, if you were standing in the Florida Marlin locker room, okay, let's say you're a member of the Florida Marlin baseball team, and you're putting your uniform, or you're saying, no, man, I'm not going to play. No, man, I'm not going to play. If they rolled a hand grenade in there, then you would play. What are you laughing
you know
about,
what?
Man?
I don't know about if I would play, but I know I'd get the heck out of there.
Well, whatever,
you know,
man,
I mean,
but
come
you,
on,
would,
dude.
You go out there.
You might as well just stick a firecracker up their butt and say, you know what, get out there and play. I mean,
well, okay, man, I'm willing to try anything, but I am saying it would get you onto the field if they put a concussion grenade in there. Like,
it wouldn't get you on the field to play. I guarantee you it would shut everything down, man.
Well, I don't know.
I think
not be able to play the game. And exactly like you just said, you don't know.
See, here's what I think, Dave. You can certainly cart a man off to jail, but you can't pepper spray his face. And that's going to make him run out onto the field and play a baseball game.
Well, what's your suggestion, man?
I don't think you can. I think you penalize him money. I think you point out his contractual obligation.
Right.
I think if he further violates his contract, you release him from the team.
All right, man. And then the Marlins. Oh, okay. That's that. Speaking of ignorant, man, that's the most ignorant thing. Because then they're not going to be on the team to win the pennant.
Oh, well, and whose fault is that?
If Willie Mays, back in the heyday of the San Francisco Giants, decided he didn't want to play, you're going to go in there and pepper spray him and make him hit 600 home runs in a career?
I'm saying you could.
man.
Wait a second. Did Babe Ruth hit 614 homers in his career because some guy stuck pepper spray in his face?
Right.
I'm just saying that you could.
Negative.
You could pepper spray the Babe, sure.
Negative.
What are you talking about, man?
What are you talking about? I mean, come on, man. This,
are you
this
telling me?
Intelligent about the whole thing. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I'm trying to be because, number one, I'm a big baseball fan. Number two, I love my country, okay? I don't think these Cubans are doing the cool thing, all right?
I'm a big baseball fan,
okay,
too, right?
Cool.
But
okay,
does that mean that I'm going to go out there and pepper spray somebody because I'm a big baseball fan?
What about Mark McGwire, man? I bet you could have got 60 more dingers out of him if you pepper sprayed his ass. I'm not.
Oh, man.
Okay, so see, what are you laughing
you see
about,
what
man?
I'm talking about?
No, man.
Ignorance,
what you,
man. I'm
what is
sure.
That? What's
oh,
ignorance?
Yeah. You know what? Because I'm going to light a firecracker up your butt. I'm sure I could get you to run 10 miles faster than you were before.
You could, man. I don't know. Maybe you could.
You probably could with you because of your ignorance, man.
Hey, man,
I mean,
not,
come on, bro.
Hey, man, I'm not calling you ignorant or nothing, man. I'm just saying.
I'm not calling you ignorant. I'm calling the way you're thinking.
You're saying the things you're saying is ignorant. You're saying you could pepper spray Mark McGwire and get him to hit 60 more dingers.
I'm saying that you could. And maybe you could. I don't know.
No,
I'm just trying
can't.
To save the season for the Marlins, man, because right now they're a half game out of first. They had a bad season last year, man, and ever since they won the World Series, that's been bad.
So.
Okay. Thank you for your call, sir.
All right.
And I don't know whether you understood what that guy was trying to say. You can't pepper spray a guy and get him to hit 60 more homers in a season. Here is Miami on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, yes.
Yes, ma'am.
I would like to comment on this guy, okay? How can you force someone to play a stupid game over a child's life with pepper spray? That's going to make you not want to play at all, okay?
No. Look, they made those people get away from the house when they pepper sprayed their face. Like when that kid, when they got the kid from the house, they pepper sprayed the crowd. I saw it on TV.
Okay, yeah. You know why you saw it on TV? Because you're probably one of those fat guys that sits around drinking beer all day, scratching your ass, and not doing anything. That's why you don't care about anyone else, okay?
You can't talk to me like that, okay? I was born in this country. Where are you from?
I'm born here, too. Let me tell you something. I'm Puerto Rican-American. I was born right here in Miami.
Well,
I just came from 87th Street and 87th Avenue and 40th Street. There's all types of nationalities out there screaming for this child. Okay, there's Mexican, Cubans, Puerto Ricans, Venezuelan, Nicaraguans, Hondurans. There's all types of people out there. You cannot sit there and say you would put a game over a child's life. Let
no,
me tell
I'm
you what. I would put a bag of Doritos over your life anytime.
A
because
bag of
all
Doritos?
You do is sit at home. I think you probably get SSI checks or something like that and sit around and scratch your ass all day.
Hey, you know
that's why you
man?
Don't care about anyone else.
I don't even know what an SSI check, but you do, so you must have cashed one in your life, right?
Well, honey, let me tell you.
Yeah,
I'm
I bet you have,
graduate.
Baby.
I have a degree. You probably don't have that. That's
degree
why
from
you have
where?
All this time
Puerto Rico University or something?
About everybody else
and you're talking
about
Puerto Rico? Hey, let me tell you something, baby, okay? Puerto Rico, first of all, the food sucks in Puerto Rico, okay? Number two.
Okay, whoa, wait a second. We're not.
I'm Mexican American, okay? I'm
okay,
American.
Well,
I'm American.
You know,
I was not born in no Puerto Rico. I don't.
Day,
I wasn't born in no American territory.
Like
I was born in a state,
in mouth,
okay?
So you can.
What do you got a degree in? Dental assistant? Okay, I was born in America. I was not born in no territory. I was born in a state, okay? That's way better than
yeah,
a territory.
Yeah, well, I was born in America too. Honey.
You were born
we
in a territory, man.
Ground.
That's not the same thing.
It's the same thing, okay? Will you get off of that, Dave, and address what the lady was saying?
They should go down to 87th Street right now and dump a bucket of pepper spray.
87th Avenue, honey. I'm sorry.
Whatever, man. I mean, and go down there and dump a bucket of pepper spray on those people and get their asses back to their houses where they belong.
I think Bell South or whatever company you have should cut your telephone line, honey, because you're running their bill way too high.
I got Pacific
over
Bell, baby. I got no Bell
talking,
South,
okay?
Man. I got Pac Bell, man. I got the West Coast version, okay?
Oh, you have the West Coast? Yeah, because you probably don't have credit because you ran everyone's credit
you know
up the line anyway.
If the Cuban Americans don't go back to work, they could pepper spray their asses back to work. What do you think about that? Did you go to work
well,
today?
You know what?
Did you go to work today? Or you're PR, so you have to work, right?
Hey, I don't have to work. See, I told you I have a degree. See, I work when I want to.
What is your degree in, dear?
Hello? I have business administration. I have my
own.
Oh,
good.
Okay.
And,
listen to you being on. What's your degree, dear? Hey, man.
I bet
hey,
you
dear.
Don't have one. You wish you were sitting in my shoes right about now, don't
hey, baby,
you?
Baby, at least I got Taco Bell and not Taco Bell, okay? And I'll tell you something.
Well, you know what? I wish we could spray pepper spray on your mama so she wouldn't, okay?
I bet you they pepper sprayed your ass when you come out of the womb.
Yeah, you think that? You think that
oh,
really, that's
God.
Why I came out smart and you're stupid and you speak nothing but nonsense, right?
I speak nonsense? I'm talking about the Florida Marlins who got a shot to win a pennant for the first time in 3 years, and you care about some kid that came off of a tire? God damn it, woman. Wake up.
Listen,
you have to be
okay,
putting me on,
I
man.
Care more of a child that came on a tire than a damn Marlins game, okay? Because the Marlins can play any day of their life.
But
and you sit around watching TV all day. What do you bet on? The game? Oh, my God, you have no life whatsoever. You're over here
baseball.
Crying over a stupid game that
game.
You're betting on. I bet you bet $20 and you're over there crying over $20 because that's all you had for the week.
You are what? You are a sassy sister. You know that? You are almost making me erect. You are almost making me erect. Listen
at least
to
someone
you.
Has to make you erect. I bet you jack off when you watch the game, when you see they score something,
yeah,
right?
I bet
that's
you
why
would.
You're so excited about the game, and you feel bad you can't jack off tonight because you can't watch the
I bet
damn
you,
game,
I
right?
I bet you if I pepper sprayed you, you would turn you on. You would have an orgasm if I pepper sprayed you.
Okay, that's it. That's it.
Well, what are you talking about, man? That's your.
I hung up on him, man. Thank
okay,
you for your call. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. Phil Hendry Show. This is a wild thing. We're talking about Elian Gonzalez, the Cuban American work stoppage. One of our callers on the line from Los Angeles talking, and a lot of stuff has been said here. One of them that the Florida Marlin players that are boycotting tonight's game should have been pepper sprayed and forced to play that game. And that, among other things, well, apparently there was a lot of stuff going on at 87th Avenue and somewhere in Miami. Also, in our other studio, sitting with Mike, is the great Matt Drudge, the information anarchist, the all-time, the all-time internet journalist genius, is sitting in the other room and just told me while we were in our commercial break that there was a major bloodbath at KFI Junior this afternoon. Well, ain't that too bad? But Matt, at least you're pulling some numbers over there. The only guy getting any ratings over at KFI Junior, Matt Drudge, is sitting in with us because he digs the Phil Hendry Show, and we appreciate what he has done for information in America, and that's basically what we do for talk radio in America, and that is turn it on its freaking head and shove a poll right up there. 1-800-449-8686. Here's Hobe Sound on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. And is the gentleman there from East L.A.?
Yes, sir.
Hobe Sound, hello.
Yeah. Is that guy still around? That
yeah, I'm right here, man. I'm not going no place.
Taco Tommy, what's your name, man?
Taco Tommy. Hey, man, what you married to? Some taco bitch?
Hey,
yeah?
Listen, man. My wife's from Cuba, man.
Yeah,
and
your
wife's
from Cuba.
She works real good. She doesn't stand around
do you live in a town where,
on a mop.
Do you live in a town where there's more like buildings with over one story in them?
Hey,
oh, man, you're a lightweight. You're a lightweight, man.
What sewer did you float in on, man?
You're a lightweight, man.
Yeah, you are kind of a lightweight, sir. Here is Gorman on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Gorman, hello.
Oh, yes.
Yes, sir.
How can you compare the Black Sox throwing a game where hundreds of thousands of people stand to profit from a game being thrown to a game that everybody knows these players will not be involved in?
Because,
so how can you have that pepper spray for this?
Well, because it doesn't matter, sir, how much money. It's the principle of the thing. These players should be involved with their team. Instead,
they're
pussying
out.
Should
be, they, principle-wise, they should be involved with their team. They should be playing the game.
That's right. That's
but
all I'm trying to say,
you
man.
You can't go in there and pepper spray them, and you can't ban them from baseball because they choose not to play in the game. They should be penalized. They should be suspended from games. If the players aren't that great, then they should be, their contracts looked at, whether they're going to stay with
pussies?
The team.
How come they pussied out?
But they're not. How can you say that?
They pussied out, man. They should be backing their team up tonight against the San Francisco Giants.
I agree with you 100%. I don't think that this protesting over the Elian Gonzalez deal is warranted anybody losing work. You know, this family had every opportunity to return the child when asked. They didn't want
exactly,
to.
Man. That's exactly what I'm trying to say, man. Okay.
Well, no, it doesn't sound like that to me.
What are you talking about?
Team pepper sprayed and these guys banned from baseball from not playing. One game is not going to kill their pennant hopes if they've got any shot at making it.
Well, if they don't win the game tonight, then they could not go into first place, okay? That's number one.
If they don't go into first place today, they'll go in there next week.
But you can do a lot with pepper spray.
No, you can't do a lot with pepper spray.
Yeah, you can, man. You could go into the dugout, spray their asses, get them out onto the field.
Well, that's not
go into the dugout, spray their asses, and get them onto the field.
That's right.
And this is the team you're looking to go to first place, the team you want to pepper spray.
If they are not willing to back up their team 100%, then I'm willing to take it to the mat and say, pepper spray the sons of bitches, okay?
Well,
even the owner of the team should
be pepper
sprayed.
Then be glad that they're not playing.
Wait, what did you say?
That they're not playing.
No, but what I said was, even the owner of the team should be pepper sprayed. Because the owner of the team is at...
How are you going to pepper spray the owner of the team?
Go up to his box and pepper spray his ass for not making those guys play or be pepper sprayed. See what I'm saying?
This guy, I don't think you're interested in the Florida Marlins. I think you're just looking for your little moment of fame.
No, man,
with
I'm
this
telling
whole
you,
Alien Gonzalez deal.
No, man, all I'm saying is, who owns the Florida Marlins? What's the guy's name?
I have no idea.
I don't know, Bill Smith.
Pepper spray his ass. And if the Dolphins don't win a Super Bowl, pepper spray Huizenga's ass, too. I don't care anymore, man. I'm done. I'm through. I'm so tired of... I mean it, man. I'm so tired of supporting these teams.
So let's go pepper spray the Florida Marlin owner.
That's right.
Thank you, sir. 1-800-449-8686. Where do we go from here? The Cuban workforce slowdown. Lady said that there's a huge action going on in Miami right now. Apparently, there's a lot of people out in the streets.
Yeah, I heard about that, Phil, that there's a lot of Cubans out in the street and a lot of Venezuelans and stuff. All of those people can go out into the street and protest, and it doesn't mean that one less burger is going to be sold at Checkers or Burger King, okay? Nobody cares about the Cubans out at work, man. You know what? All them Cubans being out of work, it means that one Mexican has to wash dishes for one extra hour, and that's about it. So as far as I'm concerned, man, I mean, you know, is it...
You have such a low opinion of the Cuban people and their legitimate concerns about...
Legitimate concerns, man. You talk about legitimate concerns? Come on, man. I'm talking about the Florida Marlins having a real shot for the pennant. And
the lady said you don't seem to care about children or the lives of children. You seem to only care about the Florida Marlins pennant chances. And the fact that you want to pepper spray everybody from the owner of the team all the way on down to Alex Fernandez for not playing in a baseball game while they have a legitimate political protest. That's what everybody is really up against and up in arms against. And this, what's going on in Miami tonight with the protests, just one of many that are going on around the country in favor of that boy being returned to his family. And
how come you went pussy, man? How come you're going pussy? 2 days ago, man, you said you supported the police action. Now you turn pussy? God damn, man, how can you live with yourself? You know what you should do, Mr. Henry?
What?
Go home, have your wife pepper spray your ass. Just pepper spray will straighten a lot of things out in this country.
Yeah, I got it. All right, listen, Dave, it's been a pleasure talking with your ignorant ass. And
you'll see, man, if you pepper spray enough people, it'll straighten out. Phil, you're as pussy as the Cubans.
Now, wait just a...
No, you are, man. You are as pussy as the Cubans are, man. I never thought I'd live to say that, but you are as pussy as them Cubans.
Right now, I understand my affiliate, WINZ in Miami, is getting lots and lots of phone calls.
I hope they get phone calls. And you know what the WINZ in Miami should do with those phone calls? Pepper spray their asses as soon as they call up, man. That's what's going to work.
Thank you.
Whatever.
Jerk.
Asshole.
Okay, so there you go. Still hot. Still a hot topic all over the country, that Gonzalez kid. And tonight, and by the way, what we should find out is who won the ball game between the Marlins and the Giants. Maybe it didn't matter those guys weren't playing. And maybe they did pepper spray their asses out on the field. I don't know. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.